Hi, thanks for calling over from Billing Services. How can I assist you?
Hi, I had two appointments there, and one of them, I don't know if the other person I just talked to, but one of them I only owed $134, and the other one I owed $318, and they said that it was because of the contractual rate in that the second one was billed under Dr. Michael Yoon, but I didn't see Dr. Michael Yoon. I saw, I think her name was like Elizabeth Bartlett.
Okay, I can look into that. Can you give me your date of birth so I can pull up your account?
12-6-69.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Kimberly Lien, L-I-E-N.
Okay. And what was the date of service?
May 30th, 5:30.
Start looking into the claim. I see, ma'am. The service that you received, it was performed by Elizabeth Bartlett, which is a nurse practitioner at our facility. Yeah, but it was reviewed and signed off by Dr. Michael Yoon. So, yeah.
Okay, so can it be billed under Elizabeth Bartlett?
We can bill under Elizabeth Bartlett, but I see that Elizabeth is not enrolled with your insurance company. So if we bill it under her, we will receive a denial and you'll have to pay for the whole charge, the $467.
Oh.
So yeah, so that's why we have to bill it under the supervising doctor.
Can we bill it under the same ones? So on May 25th, I was there, and they billed it. I saw a different nurse practitioner. I forget her name, but they billed it under Darcy Sinicaro.
Yeah.
And I only had to pay $134. Can we bill this one under Darcy Sinicaro?
We can try to, no, ma'am, but we have to bill it under the nurse practitioner that's that did the encounter, that performed the services, so we have to bill it under them. And these are deductible, ma'am. It's charged by insurance company. So.
No, I understand that, but.
Yeah.
But, like, even the one on the 25th, they didn't bill it under the nurse practitioner. They billed it under a doctor, Dr. Darcy Finicaro. So her contracted rate was less. So can we bill this one under Darcy instead of Michael Yoon? Neither one of them got billed under the person that I actually saw.
Yeah, but the service that you received, man, they are reviewed by our doctors. And we bill it under the doctor that reviews the encounter that was performed that day. So, yeah, we cannot bill it under another doctor. This was seen by Dr. Michael Yoon.
So can you bill it under the practice name, Middleton Family Health, or does it have to go under a doctor?
It has to be under a doctor, ma'am. The insurance asks which doctor has performed this service, which doctor under which this service was performed, and that's how they make payments, if the doctor is in-network or out-of-network.
Yeah, see, it stinks because I got the same thing done on two different days. And I saw a nurse practitioner for both, and one of them I only have to pay $134.77. The other one I have to pay $318.40.
Yeah, that's because the other nurse is not must not be covered under must not be enrolled under United Healthcare. And that's why we have to bill it like that. So, yeah. You might you can have a chat with your insurance company why they are charging deductibles so high to you, but we cannot bill it under anyone else, ma'am.
All right, I'll just pay it then.
Yeah, okay.
Can I pay it with you?
Sure, you can pay with me. Just a second, I'll open up the payment portal. Okay, ma'am, you can give me your credit card number.
It's 4031.
Yeah.
3337.
Yeah.
6170.
Yeah.
3925.
3925. I'm going to repeat the number. You can let me know if it's incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, go on.
So Elizabeth Bartlett, she's not in network with our plan?
No, she's not in network with United Healthcare.
Okay.
So the credit card number is 4031-3337-6170-3925.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what's the security code, sir?
395.
And what's the expiration date on the card?
0227.
And the cardholder's name?
Friend of mine, I believe. It's Kimberly Lien, L-I-E-N.
And do you have any middle initials on the card for the name?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And I'll just need to confirm your billing address. It's 4 Stone Row Lane, Georgetown, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to process the payment from my side.
Okay, and then if we see Elizabeth Bartlett again,
yeah.
Would always go under Michael Yoon, or will it be different each time? Like, could it be a different doctor?
Yes,
that
this nurse practitioner is not enrolled under your insurance company, so that's why it will be billed under the supervising doctor. And
so it could be different every time.
Yeah,
it could be Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a different doctor.
It matters who the. Okay, so she doesn't always go under Michael Yu.
No, ma'am.
It depends.
Yeah,
it depends on who's the doctor.
Yeah, who's allocated the doctor. So, and once you reach your deductible, your insurance will cover all of the payments that you get.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that,
because
my daughter's going to see her pretty soon, and I don't want it to go under Michael Yoon. But, like, is it every day there a different supervisor at the practice? Each day is it a different person?
Yeah, so for that information, you'll need to contact our front desk, ma'am. That's, we don't have information regarding that. So, yeah. For the payments, I'm going to send out an email receipt to kimleanshsh13@gmail.com. Is that the correct email?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling, ma'am. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.